ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नारं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं तत्त्वजायाम् उदीरयेत्। नास्तप्रयेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भगवता सेवया भगवदी उत्तमाश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। So reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, second canto, chapter 5, text number 40 and 41. One second. Okay, yeah, that's my plan. So we will read the first verse for together, and then I will read the second one. Tat katyam chetanam, oh sorry, chatanam, yeah. Kriptam urubyam vitalam vipho janubyam sutalam Shudam Janhabyam Tu Talatalam Takatyanchatalam Kriptam Urubyam Vitalam Vibho Janubyam Sutalam Sudam Jahabhyantu talatalam Takatyanchatalam kriptam Urubhyam vitalam vibho Janubhyam sutalam shudam Jahabhyantu talatalam Takatyanchatalam kriptam Urupyam vitalam vibho Janupyam sutalam shudam Jagapyam tutaratalam Takatyanchataram kriptam Tavitanam vivo Shutanam Shudam Marajis Tadanyakanam I just read the next verse. Mahataranantu kufabhyam prapadabhyam rasataram pataram patatarata iti loka maya pumam tat in his katyam waste cha also atalam the first planetary system below the earth kriptam situated urubyam on the thighs vitalam the second planetary system below vibaho of the Lord janubyam on the ankles sutalam the third planetary system below shudam purified jahabyam on the joints to but talatalam the fourth planetary system below mahatalam the fifth planetary system below to but kufabhyam situated on the calves prapadabhyam on the upper or front portion of the feet. Rasatalam, the sixth planetary system below. Patalam, the seventh planetary system below. Padatalata, on the bottom or soles of the feet. Iti, thus. Loka Mayaha, four of planetary systems. Pumam, the Lord. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Translation. My dear son Narada, know from me that there are seven lower planetary systems out of the total 14. The first planetary system, known as Atala, is situated on the waist. The second, Vitala, is situated on the thighs. The third, Sutala, on the knees. The fourth, Talatala, on the shanks. The fifth, Mahatala, on the ankles. The sixth, Rasatala, on the upper portion of the feet. And the seventh, Patala, on the soles of the feet. Thus, the Virat form of the Lord is full of planetary systems. Purport. Modern enterprisers, the astronauts who travel in space, may take information from Srimad Bhagavatam that in space there are 14 divisions of planetary systems. The situation is calculated from the earthly planetary system, which is called Bhuloka. Above Bhuloka is Bhuvaloka, and the topmost planetary system is called Satyaloka. These are the upper seven lokas, or planetary systems. And similarly, there are seven lower planetary systems, known as Atala, Vitala, Sutala, Talatala, Mahatala, Rasatala, and Patala lokas. All these planetary systems are scattered over the complete universe, which occupies an area of 2 billion times 2 billion square miles. The modern astronauts can travel only a few thousand miles away from the Earth, and therefore their attempt to travel in the sky is something like child's play on the shore of an expansive ocean. The moon is situated in the third status of the upper planetary systems, and in the fifth canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, we shall be able to know the distant situation of the various planets scattered over the vast material sky. There are innumerable universes beyond the one in which we are put, and all these material universes cover only an insignificant portion of the spiritual sky, which is described above as Sanatana, Brahmaloka. The Supreme Lord very kindly invites the intelligent human beings to return home back to Godhead in the following verse of the Bhagavad Gita. Abrahma bhuvano loka puna avati nojuna man upetyantu kunteya puna jama nanvityate. Beginning from Satyaloka, the topmost planet of the universe, situated just below the eternal Brahmaloka, as described above, all the planets are material. And one situation in any of the many material planets is still subject to the laws of material nature, namely birth, death, old age, and disease. But one can get complete liberation from all the above-mentioned material plans when one enters into the eternal Brahmaloka, Sanatana atmosphere, the kingdom of God. Therefore, liberation as contemplated by the speculative philosophers and the mystics is possible only when one becomes a devotee of the Lord. Anyone who is not a devotee cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Only by attainment of a service attitude in the transcendental position can one enter into the kingdom of God. Therefore, the speculative philosophers, as well as the mystics, must first of all be attracted to the devotional cult before they can factually attain liberation. Oma gyana timinandasya gyananjana sharakaya chakshu umanitan yena tasmai shri gurave namaha. Shri chaitanya mano pishtam stapidan yena budare svayanupakada mahyan tadati svam padandikam. Vandeham shri guru shri yuta padakamanam shri gurum vaishnavamscha. Shri rupam sagrachatam sahagana lakunata vitam tam sajivam. Satvaitam savadutam parijana sahitam krishna chaitanya devam. Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Radita Shri Vishakam Vitamscha. Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinna Bandhu Jagapate Gopesha Gopika Kanda Radha Kanda Namastude Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavan Nishmare Rishabhanu Sudadevi Pranamami Haripriye Vanchakau Pataruvyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyevacha Paditanam Pavanevyo Vaishvanevyo Namo Namaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadatra, Shri Vasade Gola Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So in the purport, Srila Prabhupada, he said that in space, there are 14 divisions of planetary systems. Our earthly planet system is called Bhuloka. And above Bhuloka is Bhuvaloka. Above Bhuvaloka is Svaloka. Above Svaloka is Mahaloka. And above Mahaloka is Janaloka. And then above Janaloka is Tapaloka. And then above Tapaloka is Satyaloka. So these are the upper seven planetary systems. And similarly, there are seven lower planetary systems. So below the earthly planetary system is the Atala Loka. And then below Atala Loka is Vitala. And then below Vitala is Sutala, and then Talatala, Mahatala, and then Rasatala, and then Patala Lokas. So actually, I found a very nice video about these planetary systems. So let's take a look at it.
So at the bottom of the planetary display, we have...
Just 1 second, huh? This video is made by our devotee scientists. According to the description of the fifth scandal of the Srimad Bhagavatam.
Shesha, holding up the earth. This is Shesha, the empowered incarnation. There we have Ananta speaking Bhagavatam to the four Kumaras, and above, the seven subterranean planets.
This is the lower planet.
Here we can see Jambudweep, the central island of Bhumandala, and Bharatvarsha is situated on the southern side of that. It's eight other Varshas, with Ilavritavarsha in the center, various supporting mountains with large trees upon them, described in Srimad Bhagavatam. In the very center of Ilavritavarsha is Mount Meru, Golden Mountain. Atop Mount Meru are the cities of important demigods, Lord Brahma in the center, eight Dikpalas in the cardinal directions and subdirections. Moving out, we can see the broader Bhumandala, seven concentric islands and oceans surrounding them. The seventh of these islands is Pushkaradweep. On that island is Manasotra Mountain, and on the mountain there's various cities of demigods such as Indra. Out further is Lokaloka Mountain. These large elephants stand atop Lokaloka Mountain to balance Bhumandala. Outside of Lokaloka Mountain is Alokavarsha, which is dark. The rays of the sun and the other luminaries extend up to Lokaloka Mountain. On Manasotra Mountain here on Pushkaradweep, the sun travels above this mountain at the southernmost point of its annual orbit. Above Bhumandala is Bhuvarloka, which is the residence of the Charanas, Siddhas, Yakshas, Gandharvas. And above there is Swargaloka, beginning from the sun and extending up to the pole star Dhruvaloka. This is the moving part of the planetary display.
So this is the upper planetary system.
Here we can see the sun and the moon moving in their chariots. The chariots are being drawn by horses moving in the anticlockwise direction, but they're traveling with the wheel of time moving in the clockwise direction faster, so it looks as if they're moving backwards. Above them are the zodiac of stars, more planets, and another realm of stars. So here we can see everything moving with the Kala Chakra, circumambulating the axis that connects Mount Meru with Dhruvaloka. Above these planets, we come to the planet of the seven sages, the Saptarshi. You can see them here. They're commonly known as the Big Dipper. And then Dhruvaloka, the pole star. On the ocean of milk situated there, Kshiradakshaya Vishnu, who is the Paramatma within everyone's heart, he resides on Anantashesh. Moving up beyond there, we have Mahaloka, Jalaloka, Tapaloka, and Satyaloka. In this video, we haven't included many of the details for there, but on Mahaloka, Jalaloka, Tapaloka, we have residences of the Lord, such as Lord Varaha, Lord Vamana, and so on. Here's Brahmaloka, and on Brahmaloka, we also have a form of the Lord, Garbhadakshaya Vishnu, as the Sahasra Shirsha Purush. Beyond there is the seven coverings of the universe, earth, water, fire, etc. And outside of the universe is the abode of Lord Shiva, Shiva Loka. There he resides eternally. Beyond Shiva Loka, we come to Mahavishnu, Karanodakshaya Vishnu, with innumerable universes that have emanated from the pores of his transcendental body. Here you can see him being served by Rama Devi. Then we come to the Brahma Jyoti,
so this is
the effulgence of the Lord's transcendental body. Penetrating through the Brahmajyoti, we come to the Vaikuntha planets. We're showing 24 planets of the Vaikuntha realm in this model. The Lord, with four arms, is holding the conch, disc, club, and lotus. And the various combinations of those four make 24. Then we come to Goloka Vrindavan. Here we can see Radha Madhava. But we'll also be showing the other primary rasas. Krishna with the cowherd boys, Krishna being served, Krishna with Mother Yashoda. So this is an overview of the planetary display to be shown in the main dome of the temple.
That's it. Yeah. And Srila Prabhupada, he also said in the purport that anyone who is not a devotee cannot enter into the kingdom of God. And only by attainment of a service attitude in the transcendental position can one enter into the kingdom of God. So, who is the devotee? Because Prabhupada said, you know, only the devotee can attain the kingdom of God. Then naturally we will ask, who is the devotees? So in that, in the Bhagavad Gita, there's a very nice, you know, described answer to that question. Krishna said, Yoginam abhisarvesham makatenata atmana shradavam bhajante yomam same yukta tamo mata. Krishna says, and of all yogis, the one with great faith who always abides in me, thinks of me within himself, and render transcendental loving service to me. Okay. And of all yogis, the one with great faith who always abides in me, thinks of me within himself, and render transcendental loving service to me. He is the most intimately united with me in yoga and is the highest of all. That is my opinion. That is Krishna's opinion. Actually, Srila Prabhupada, you know, he has written a very wonderful purport to these words. I would like to share a little bit with everyone. Srila Prabhupada, he said, the culmination of all kinds of yoga practice lies in bhakti yoga. And all other yogas are but means to come to the point of bhakti in bhakti yoga. Yoga actually means bhakti yoga. All other yogas are progressions toward the destination of bhakti yoga. From the beginning of karma yoga to the end of bhakti yoga is a long way to self-realization. Karma yoga without fructive result is the beginning of this path. When karma yoga increases in knowledge and renunciation, the stage is called jnana yoga. When jnana yoga increases in meditation on the super soul by different physical process, and the mind is on him, he means Krishna, it is called Ashtanga yoga. And when one surpasses the Ashtanga yoga and comes to the point of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, it is called Bhakti yoga, the culmination. Factually, Bhakti yoga is the ultimate goal. But to analyze Bhakti yoga minutely, one has to understand these other yogas. The yogi who is progressive, is therefore on the true path of eternal good fortune. One who sticks to a particular point and does not make further progress is called by that particular name: Kama Yogi, Jnana Yogi, or Dhyana Yogi, Raja Yogi, Hatha Yogi, etc. If one is fortunate enough to come to the point of Bhakti Yoga, it is to be understood that he has surpassed all other yogas. Therefore, to become Krishna conscious is the highest stage of yoga. Just as when we speak of Himalayan, we refer to the world's highest mountain, of which the highest peak, Mount Everest, is considered to be the culmination. So I just stop here. Are there any questions or comments? Oh, yeah, Abhay. What is your question, Abhay? Microphone, please. What is your point? Okay, yes, another kind of room.
The microphone's about to die. I was wondering if you can remind us, I remember reading that a lot of those lower planetary systems, they're subterranean planets, and they're actually more opulent than the planets of the demigods. Do you know about that?
Can
you
explain? Yes, I heard about that also.
Can you explain a little bit about that?
Yes, actually, below our earthly planetary system, there are seven lower planetary systems. And these lower planetary systems, they are just like heavenly planetary system. Yeah, they are more opulent than, some of them are more opulent than our earthly planetary system. For example, there are planetary systems full of celestial serpents. And those celestial serpents, they would have, big diamond jewelry, this kind on their head. Very, opulent. Maybe Maharaj can speak more about this. Please, Maharaj.
Achieving love of Godhead. However, there was an exception made in the case of Bali Maharaj.
Oh, yeah,
Maharaj is a grandson of Prahlad Maharaj.
Right.
And Prahlad Maharaj was blessed with the benediction that many generations which come after him and many which have gone before him will achieve God realization. So although Bali Maharaj went to one of those lower planets, still, they were more opulent than Indralokas.
Mm.
And that was because of this benediction that Prahlad Maharaj had enabled him to get. But that benediction was not the real blessing. The real blessing was that Bali Maharaj developed more and more love of God, in spite of the fact that he was surrounded by demons all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
That means when you have a background, when you have a grandfather like Prahlad Maharaj, it goes a long way. It's not just grandfather, but it has a strain of love which mm-hmm. flows into your own veins and which causes you or gives you a tendency to want to love God, to serve God, to honor God, glorify God. That is not the tendency of the demons.
Mm-hmm.
They want to do the very opposite. So therefore, as I said at the outset, Bali Maharaj was an exception. That place is really a place, as you mentioned quite rightly, a place of snakes. And their general posture and position and feeling is to hurt, to kill, to maim, to do anything that will cause people pain and suffering. Basically, that's it.
Mm. Thank you very much, Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
That's a wonderful point, Maharaj. So are there any questions and comments? Okay, we will stop here. Thank you very much. Gantraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaura Bhaktavinda ki jai.